This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. FBI investigators are preparing to take over the inquiry into this week's deadly bombing outside the Jordanian embassy in Baghdad. Today there were more attacks on coalition forces throughout Iraq. U.S. forces were injured in Kirkuk and in Baghdad, and British forces used tear gas during a riot in the city of Basra, where residents protested power, water, and gasoline shortages. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Ivan, hi.
Good morning, Linda.
Ivan, have we learned anything more from the investigation into the embassy attack?
U.S. officials here are still offering very few details. They have said that the FBI is being called in part because the local Iraqi police do not have the skills to launch this kind of an investigation. As far as who could be behind it, it's anybody's guess at this time, though some American officials have pointed the finger at Ansar al-Islam. That was an Iraq-based Islamist organization that claimed responsibility for a number of assassinations and car bombings in the north of the country before the war, and they were hit. Their camp was hit by American cruise missiles at the height of the fighting during the war. But still, nobody really has any established links to anybody at this time. There's some mystery why Jordan's embassy in particular was targeted. One thing is clear, if anybody had a goal to destabilize the situation here, that certainly scared a lot of people, particularly in this city.
Ivan, you're just back from Najaf. Is there a sense that anti-coalition behavior or opinion is penetrating all areas of Iraqi society?
Well, I did go to Najaf to Friday prayers at a very important mosque to Shia Muslims in Iraq and around the world. And it's a mosque where one Shia cleric called Muqtada Sadr, where he traditionally gives the Friday prayers. This is since the war. And he is the most openly anti-American of Iraq's Shia Muslim leaders. And he gave a long sermon that repeatedly criticized the U.S. Invasion and occupation of Iraq, also accused the U.S. of trying to take control of the world, and even accused the U.S. military of posting soldiers, U.S. soldiers who were sick with some disease around the country to try to infect the local Iraqi population. Now, there were more than 1,000 worshippers at that service listening to that sermon. Not all of them agreed with what Muqtada Sadr said. They said he did not agree with his very aggressive political views. They said they are still grateful to the U.S. for removing Saddam Hussein, who persecuted the Shia, but they also said that they have yet to see the U.S. live up to its promises to rebuild Iraq.
Very quickly, Ivan, the occupation forces are pulling back on those raids and inspections. Has that caused tensions?
There are tensions here, particularly among the middle class here in Baghdad, in the center of the country. Real anger and distrust of U.S. forces for repeated raids and operations throughout this area. Also checkpoints in the roads at night, which are believed to be quite dangerous.
Thanks very much. NPR's Ivan Watson speaking from Baghdad. Ivan, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.